Welcome to Essence, your weekly dose of Essence magazine. I am Charisse Stevens, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today, I'm reading articles from the July-August 2025 issue of Essence magazine. Some of the articles I will be reading are The Heavenly Hands. For five decades and counting, Essence has opened doors to gifted Black makeup artists and hair architects who've brought their magic to some of our most spectacular and memorable cover shoots. A Familiar Face in a New Space, Charlie Penn, former lifestyle director at Black Girl Magic HQ, muses on being a girl boss and name drops Black-owned brands that are raising the home decor game. Our first article is The Heavenly Hands. Since 1970, Essence covers and features have made us feel seen and beautiful. Here, we're celebrating the groundbreaking hair and makeup artists that help bring some of those moments to life. By Achille King. In a world that has historically tried to make Black women feel less than, Essence has stood tall for the past 55 years, always lifting us up. The magazine's proud stance has often felt like a life raft in a sea of chaos, a constant reminder that we are beautiful, excellent, strong, and magical. For many of us, just glancing through the magazine, which I personally often found on my mother's coffee table growing up, helps us to feel seen and celebrated, and to dream big. Makeup artist Ashanta Sheriff Kendricks echoes this sentiment. Essence always made me felt like mine. Fresh, vibrant, and deeply connected to my generation, she says. Makeup artist Kianda Vivar, who has worked on countless Essence projects, adds, Essence reflects our grace, strength, and excellence. Renowned makeup artist Sir John chimes in about what it's meant to him to be featured over the years. It's a cosign from the universe. Mickey Taylor, Essence's esteemed former beauty and cover director, pushes this notion a step further. Essence is more than a magazine, she asserts. Essence was like a good friend that arrived at your house every month to remind you of the truth of who you are. Renowned makeup artist and Taylor's dear friend, Sam Fine, agrees. It felt like family. Master hairstylist John Atchison sums it up by saying that the magazine has always been Black fashion Bible. Atchison is known for what Taylor describes as his architectural haircuts featured on the pages of Essence throughout the 1980s. He also crafted civil rights activist Dorothy Height's layered bob for the first Essence Awards. A plethora of hair and makeup artists behind the scenes have played major roles in the magazine affirming our beauty. Each brought trend-setting spreads and captivating covers to life, all a welcome home, warmly depicting our beauty as only we can. Below, a few of these artists reflect on their favorite moments. The 1970s. A focus on showcasing our beauty had been evident since our very first cover in 1970, which had none other than the incomparable photographer Gordon Parks as creative director. There was model Barbara Cheeseborough, angelic with her round afro, lashes popping, wearing hazel honeydew makeup and brandied peach blusher from then-popular brand Xanadu. Our cover notes describes the look this way. The result? Muted. Irresistible appeal. Delivering these irresistible magnetic moments over the years meant tapping hair and makeup artists who grasped the importance of making Black women look and feel their best. Everyone played their role in uplifting Black culture, not just the editors, Taylor notes. Sandra Martin, who was the Essence fashion and beauty assistant until 1983, and who would eventually become fashion and beauty merchandise cover editor before serving as special projects director until 2008, states, many iconic makeup artists got their start with us. Included on this list is the late, great Joey Mills, says Martin, When Joey got to the point that he would start getting bookings for other magazines and jobs, I would tell him, come in, do the face, leave me the lipstick and the powder, and go to your next gig. That was our thing. Start with us, but don't stay with us. Martin recalls her very first experience on an Essence cover shoot for the May 1974 issue. Kwame Brathwaite photographed his pregnant wife, Cicolo. She appeared on the cover rocking gorgeous cornrows and turquoise beads. In a top that Martin had made for her, resplendent in luminous makeup done by Mills himself. Also in the 70s, at 16 years old, Aline LeVar, who would later grace the cover of Essence's 1982 college issue, got nominated for an Emmy and become a hairstylist for the likes of Missy Elliott and Cicely Tyson, met Essence's then beauty editor Susan L. Taylor. From then on, LeVar became known for doing Susan Taylor's trademark braid styles. Hair artist Andre Douglas, who has now passed on, is credited with doing our April 1979 head wrap on the gorgeous Sheila Johnson, says Mickey Taylor. He created a prominent wig line in the 70s, and he created some of the most profound hairstyles on the pages and covers of Essence, including Iman's do for her memorable 1982 cover with her family. The 1980s. Speaking of the 80s and Iman, hairstylist Ruth Sanchez, who passed away in April, famously did the model's hair for her July 1980 issue cover, shot in Jamaica. Later that year, Sanchez styled Diana Ross's hair in all its slicked back curly glory for the December cover. Mickey Taylor says, the way she depicted Diana's hair on that cover made Diana want to continue working with her. The stylist continued to collaborate with Ross for many years, and of course, the iconic Fran Cooper, a longtime artist for Janet Jackson, who did the makeup for this cover as well. Cooper paved the way for many of the makeup artists you know and love today, like Sam Fine, Taylor states. For the April 1987 issue, the late great makeup artist Reggie Wells, who worked with Oprah, Destiny's Child, and others, was the master behind Lisa Bonet's look for her first Essence cover. Bonet stunned with pink lips ahead of their time, brushed up brows, and full lashes, perfect for spring. The next year, Wells did Iman's makeup, a monochromatic mocha look, for the January issue. On that same cover, LeVar's Invincible Braids, an undetectable technique that took up to 16 hours to produce, became the first weaves shown in Essence. They appeared on Iman in a swept back manner to reveal a glowing canvas. The 1990s. In the 90s, LeVar was also an artist who did Whitney Houston's hair for each of her covers, from her solo appearance in 1990 with her sunny, bouffant pixie to an intimate cover with Bobby Brown in 1994. All of the shoots I've done with her are definitely my favorites, LeVar says. I worked with her for 25 years. She was one of the only celebrities willing to give me credit for doing her hair at the time. Houston's candor was unusual. Back then, nobody wanted you to know if it wasn't their real hair, LeVar says with a laugh. Meanwhile, esteemed braider and hairstylist Anu Prestonia, recognized for her natural hair salon, Comet Kinks, and her hair care line, turned fragrance brand Anu Essentials, was helping Black women see the beauty in their natural tresses in her brownstone salon in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood. Prestonia worked on Angela Davis for a January 1995 Essence spread. Angela came in, and she changed the molecular structure of that space with her energy and sweetness, she recalls. Also a longtime stylist to Stevie Wonder, Prestonia did his grooming and hair for the 1996 Essence Music Festival. He's the most down-to-earth, cool person, she says. Essence was a game changer. It really elevated my business. I had Black women calling me from places I didn't even know Black people lived. Prestonia also did Angela Bassett's incredible braided look for her 1992 cover, which also featured a tribal lip look by the late, great Roxana Floyd. Floyd did the makeup for more than 60 Essence covers over the course of her career. This included Halle Berry's June 1994 cover and
Bassett's Waiting to Exhale cover in December 1995. She is one of our beauty sheroes, Taylor says.
The 2000s. Perhaps one of our most notable covers was the one in May 2000, produced by Martin. This was the first time a magazine successfully put 8 women on a cover at one time. What made it even more legendary was the women featured. Roxana Floyd was responsible for delivering Queen Latifah's beat, while Julie Taylor can be credited with her hair. Reggie Wells did Loretta Devine's look, while the late Derek Scurry did her hair. And also Michael Michels, whose flawless skin was enhanced by the artistry of Sam Fine. Gene Sessions did the hair, and Matthew Valenwein did the makeup for Jada Pinkett Smith. Halle Berry rocked her signature pixie by Joseph Nico Abreol, and Vivica A. Fox's hair was done by Sean Smith. This is my favorite color, although I did many for Essence, said Ree Ann Silva, founder of Beauty Blender and key makeup artist for the hit show Girlfriends. The reason I love this one so much is I worked with my main girl Vivica, but I also glammed Regina King and Elise Neal for this cover. I had 3 faces on the same cover. It feels so current and modern and beautiful. LeVar considers the Venus and Serena Williams June 2001 cover of her all-time favorites because it was just the first time the two appeared without their beads. It was a nod to the sisters being all grown up in their respective blonde and brunette braided styles. Also, in 2003, Sam Fine gave Mary J. Blige the gorgeous bronzy glow that illuminated her November cover. Sam Fine was all about bone structure and giving dimension to the eyes, Taylor said. Kim Kimble, Beyoncé's longtime hairstylist, styled her first Essence cover with Queen Bey for the August 2003 issue. I remember we went for a long bob, just straight and simple, Kimble said. It was beautiful and timeless. Then, in 2007, another extraordinary year, hairstylist Ursula Steven, known for giving Rihanna her big chop, did Bad Gal Riri's hair for a spread shot in the singer's native Barbados. It was such a memorable shoot, Steven says. It marked the beginning of a very significant time in my career and the connection of beauty and entertainment. Having my work be a part of this publication is like a rite of passage and the chance to be a part of history. The same year, Chuck Amos, the artist responsible for the tresses of countless cover stars, including Erykah Badu, Nia Long, and Tracee Ellis Ross's first cover, crafted Jill Scott's curly look, while Monifa Mortis did her makeup for her September cover. The 2010s. Fast forward to the 2010s, and you saw Janelle Monáe covering the May 2013 issue, and then the ladies from the movie Think Like a Man 2 on our July 2024 cover. Ashanta Sheriff Kendricks, who worked with Alicia Keys, Ciara, and others, was a key makeup artist behind these shoots, noting that Essence was the first to capture Monáe outside of her signature black and white look. Sheriff Kendricks states, seeing her step into that winter white satin and radiate pure light, it was a moment, monumental, beautiful, and deeply powerful. As for the 2014 cover, I did Taraji's makeup. The shoot was at this gorgeous house in Beverly Hills, and the energy was just magic, she says. So much glam, so much laughs. This day felt extra special, just reconnecting and creating beauty with people you love. She adds that Tasha Turner, another former Essence senior beauty editor, fought to have her in the book. She had a vision and believed in me when no one else did. On the hair front, Lacey Redway, known today for her work with celebs like Ayo Edebiri and Angel Reese, particularly recalls the cover shoot with the Orange is the New Black cast in 2015. It was such an exciting time on set, she says. Both Netflix and this show were very new, and you could feel you were a part of something big. Another memorable cover for Redway happened in 2017 with Renee Elise Goldsberry and Oprah Winfrey. Both ladies are icons in their own rights, she said. I styled Renee, and we all danced on set and had a great time. Anthony Dickey, renowned founder of Hair Rules.
You are listening to Essence with Charisse Stevens on Sun Sounds of Arizona.
Remembers working on his favorite spread, Shape Shifters, for a December 2017 story about the different and beautiful shapes that afros can take on. At the time, I think afros were still seen as something other than the perfect curl pattern, he says. I loved having the opportunity to show how versatile they really were. The 2020s. And now, though we're only halfway through the 2020s, Essence has already produced new groundbreaking moments. Take our January-February 2024 cover, which brought sunshine to cold days thanks to the beaming faces of Tracee Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, Erica Alexander, who rocked signature multicolored braids by natural hair artist Deborah Hay Bay, and our March-April 2024 beauty issue cover star, Beyoncé, announced her Secret line in the issue and showcased her stunning natural hair, perfectly coiffed by V. Neil Farina, before all this was a seminal creative achievement with Rihanna in January-February 2021, her first Essence cover, shot by the inimitable photographer and multimedia artist Lorna Simpson. The makeup was by Race of Flowers, the 2020 Essence Makeup Artist of the Year Award winner. This was one of my most distinctive covers, Flowers, a fellow Bajan, said. I did something weird and different with Rihanna's makeup. I put cuts in her eyebrows. I was so excited to do that. The makeup, it gave off this Afrofuturistic vibe. It was a daring look for Essence, the face of Black representation. Everyone noticed. The cover garnered a prestigious award, national award, from the American Society of Magazine Editors the following year, and we continue to make history with this 55th anniversary issue. Susan L. Taylor's cover came together with former Essence editors Asha Bandel and Pamela Macklin, hair artist Aileen LaVar, and Taylor's makeup artist Andrea Fairweather Bailey, founder of Fairweather Faces. What a wonderful opportunity to merge the foundation of Essence with the forward flourishing team, Bailey says. When we came together, our creativity sets trends, breaks boundaries, and creates legacies. A familiar face in a new space, Charlie Penn, interior design expert and Essence's former lifestyle director, reflects on her time at Black Girl Magic HQ and the Black-owned products that bring a touch of romance home. By Dominique Fluker. Long before Charlie Penn's name became synonymous with love and lifestyle, she was flexing her writing muscle while her peers cavorted on the playground. Oprah has always said that your gifts choose you, said Penn. When I was a little girl, I wrote my first book. Will second grade ever end? When other kids were outside playing games, I was writing to kids and teen magazines trying to build my byline. In other words, Penn isn't new to this. I was creating mood boards before I knew to call them mood boards, or what a mood board even was, she says, laughing. Back then, they were collages or just art projects to me, but I loved envisioning and collecting references for how I wanted a space to feel, from my high school bedroom to my dorm room to my first college apartment. I pinned things I loved and kept them handy to curate spaces that brought me joy and peace. As Essence's former lifestyle director and longtime relationship editor, Penn spent more than a decade spearheading some of the magazine's most memorable relationship content, and prioritized covering lifestyle topics with style, empathy, and honesty. In 2018, she organized the Black Love Gala with Essence in New York City, celebrating the beauty and sanctity of that bond. In addition to developing heartfelt relationship content, Penn expanded Essence's home and interiors coverage, encouraging readers to make their dwelling feel like a true sanctuary. Now, as editor-in-chief of Apartment Therapy, she oversees all editorial on the site, which covers topics like home design, projects, home tours, organizing and cleaning, and more. She has also brought her expertise to national TV, appearing on the Today Show to share her insights with a broader audience. While she's currently at a home design and decor brand, Penn fondly remembers her time at Essence. Honestly, It was challenging in all the best ways, she says. Being at the magazine really pushed me to be the best version of myself. As a woman, as a Black woman, as a writer, as an editor, as a journalist, as an on-air personality, as a host, and as a moderator, Essence pushes you in every turn so that you always have to bring your best to the stage, to the page, to the table. And you have to do that in a room full of other incredibly dope Black creators and marketers and innovators and strategists. It was truly the most incredible and surreal experience of my career. Working at Essence was also deeply significant for Penn, as her late mother, Norgina, an English professor with a master's degree in English pedagogy, taught her everything she needed to know about writing and editing. When she moved to New York, it had been her dream to work at Essence, and that dream never came to be due to her cancer, said Penn, who was only 9 when her mom passed away from breast cancer. But every single second that I walked those halls, I felt like I was living out our dream together. Though her focus now is on the home, the digital creator will always be a lifestyle girl at heart, committed to helping people thrive in every corner of their lives, from health to wealth to wellness to love to family to the home you create for yourself. It's all a part of living a full life, she explains. So I started as a relationships editor, which helped me build out and shape how we celebrate love and Black love and relationships. There's so much duality in how we experience love in relationships and how so many other parts of our lives emanate from that. It wasn't surprising then that Penn found she was a home enthusiast as much as she was a love and relationships enthusiast. I feel like home is where the heart is, and I've always admired how Black women celebrate their individuality, personality, and spirit, and how they decorate their homes and add things that are important to them, she says. You really need to be happy at home. When it comes to curating your home space, Penn encourages women to invest in making their home a reflection of joy and peace, whatever that may look like. There is no rule book, she says. It can be any style, any color. It can be a lot of things or a few things. I think it's really about surrounding yourself with a home that you feel safe in, you feel warm in, and you feel like you can be yourself. Penn knows all about creating an affectionate atmosphere in your personal space. She is happily in love with her husband of nearly 15 years. I'm really big on romantic energy in a home, and it's so easy to do, she says. One of my first tricks is warm and soft lighting. You should be mindful of your light bulbs. You can also use flameless candles. There are so many beautiful varieties and versions. Wireless consets, different types of lamps, table lamps, floor lamps. I also think anything plush and cozy evokes romance. Picking cozy fabrics and textures for your throw pillows and velvet for your couch instantly make a space more romantic. Also, consider adding florals. They are inherently romantic. She also recommends playing music to set the mood in your space. I think people overlook music. In our household, we tend to defer to an R&B playlist over the television any day, says Penn. Try filling your home with romantic tunes, songs you love, your favorite R&B, and have that be the backdrop. Don't be afraid to turn the TV off and turn the speaker on. I always say every home should have a theme song. You have been listening to Essence with readings from the July-August 2025 issue of Essence magazine. I am Charisse Stevens, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a great day.